You guys, I don't report on serious news with this show, and there is a lot of serious news happening. I leave that reporting up to the experts. I did put a link where you can follow news on the war in today's show notes. All right, here we go. It's What a Weird Week for Friday, October 13th. The chair that captivated the world. And why?
Hi, everybody. It's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends. It's Scott. Thanks for checking out What a Weird Week. It's a show about the weird stuff from this week's news. Here's the top 10 for Season 4, Episode 55, first published on Friday, October 13th. Friday the freaking 13th!
The freaking 13th!
10.
Kicking things off this week, number 10, If That Chair Could Talk. It's probably seen a lot of rear ends. Want to send a shout out to Hoops, Ben Hooper, the Weird News reporter at UPI. This piece of news may have been inspired by a slow news day. You be the judge on that. There's an old house that's falling apart in Dennisville, New Jersey. The population there is around 800 or so, according to Wikipedia. The roof is missing. This old house, you can see into the attic, and somehow an old wooden chair has become balanced on top of this house where the roof would meet the side of the house. It's just sort of dangling there, sort of perched, and people have started to notice this chair. Probably people stuck in traffic. Someone started a Facebook group based around this chair and appreciation for this chair. Chair appreciation. Now it's being reported on by the local news.
It's just perched up there. You know what we ought to do?
Just a chair perched in the air.
We need to investigate that a little bit better.
Oh, yeah? You're going to go down there and...
Why don't we interview the chair?
See what it's about?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the whole story. People are noticing an old chair. I mean, it is up in the air. You don't often see a chair over there up in the air. But still, that's the story. That's weird, right?
9.
At number 9 this week, teenager makes news. Success is built on a house of cards. Literally, how big is the biggest house of cards in the world? A 15-year-old from India has made the biggest playing card structure in the world using 143,000 regular-sized playing cards. This is all freestanding, no glue, no tape. It's a replica of 4 famous buildings from where the teenager lives. 40 feet long, 11 feet tall, 16 feet wide. This took 41 days. Can you imagine how careful 41 days of building this giant structure out of playing cards? Every night you'd go home, toss and turn, wondering, what if a mouse gets it? Do we set the mouse traps? Constantly worried that the next day you'd show up and everything would be lying flat. So 41 days later, a giant 40-foot long playing card structure. The photos, the video, pretty impressive, and we do have a link in the show notes. If you don't have a chance to click, imagine like one is a cathedral, one is a stadium. And the story talks about how they did have a collapse at one point. It's quite dramatic. If you want to see photos, if you want to watch videos, all that stuff, check shownotes.page. Weird news as a top 10 countdown. This is the What a Weird Week show.
8.
At number 8, mushy chestnuts linked to scandal in world championship conkers. I want to say hello to you friends in the UK, and if I get any of this wrong, please do reach out. I had a friend in grade school who used to play conkers, and as near as I can tell, based on my limited involvement at recess in grade 3, East Coast Canada, it's this thing where you try to smash each other in the chestnuts until somebody busts a chestnut. Does that seem accurate in describing conkers? You each have a chestnut on a string and you take turns smashing. Eventually, someone is crowned the chestnut champ. Here's the controversy. At the world championship level, they had to change the rules about eligible chestnuts. Because this year's crop of chestnuts were squishy, they allowed chestnuts to be baked and hardened, which is unheard of. That used to be cheating. Congratulations, Jasmine Tetley, who won the women's title, and Mark Hunter, who took the men's title. By the way, they raise a lot of money for charity during this competition, this World Conquers deal. So if you want to learn more about that, shownotes.page. Maybe you're putting a team together for next year's Worlds. Keep me in mind. I mean, I used to play in grade three, is all I'm saying.
Seven.
Okay, number seven is going to be a bit of a challenge. I'm just going to muscle through it, you guys. PG-13, and here we go. Hairy Dick Road is not a road you want to go down. This made the national news here in Canada. It made headlines internationally, too. There's a road in Ontario named after a person, and that road is called Hairy Dick Road. And it made news because the town in charge of Hairy Dick Road, which is near Eganville, Ontario, the town is tired of replacing the street sign. It's gotten annoying and expensive. The road sign for Hairy Dick Road is stolen about four times a year. And they've tried everything. They've tried greasing the pole to stop thieves from climbing up. But the slippery pole just seems like it presented a new fun challenge for the Hairy Dick sign thieves. So that didn't help. They've tried a security camera aimed right at the Hairy Dick street sign, but thieves stole that too. The article we link to has quotes from the man himself. Hairy Dick is not amused by all the thievery. He wishes the pranksters would just grow up. Kind of paraphrasing there, but it looked like the town was going to just go ahead and change the name of the road. Let's find the most plain name we can and just rename the street. No one will steal the sign. But they realized everybody living on Hairy Dick Road would have to change their legal ID, all this hassle, and so that's where we're at. This one is on hold for now. The Hairy Dick Road saga continues.
This is What a Weird Week, recapping the weird stories of the week. Six.
Number six this week, a great day for salt and meats and cheese. Hashtag world record. A mail order cheese company called Bordery has set a new world record for largest charcuterie board. It's 769 pounds. This happened in Palm Beach, Florida earlier this month, and news of the massive charcuterie soon traveled around the world. By the way, Bordery's press release describes them as the premium direct-to-consumer cheese and charcuterie brand. I said mail-order cheese company. They probably wouldn't appreciate that. None of this has been sponsored. If you don't have a chance to check the photos, the record breaker is described as a breathtaking charcuterie board that measured 20 feet by 14 feet. It's a replica of their most popular charcuterie board that they sell. The board featured an impressive array of premium artisan cheeses, cured meats, flatbread, crackers, nuts, and dried fruits. Gourmet chocolates! See, you started to lose me at dried fruits, and then you drew me back in with gourmet chocolates. By the way, they donated the food to charity afterwards. There's more if you click shownotes.page.
Five.
Grade four kids shown Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie by mistake. School offers counseling. This happened at the Academy of Innovative Education in Miami Springs. Wait a second, back-to-back Florida stories. What are the odds, you guys? In case you missed it and didn't pick up in the title, Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey is extremely not kid-friendly. It seems like maybe the kids chose the movie themselves somehow, and no one checked to see if it was appropriate or not for around a half an hour. So it played for about a half an hour, these kids in grade four watching this incredibly inappropriate movie. Now, the school has offered counseling. If you want to read more, we do have an article. Click shownotes.page, but viewer discretion advised. Thanks for listening to What a Weird Week, featuring weird news for Earthlings. Sorry, non-Earthlings. Your show is still in development. Or should I say, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop.
Four.
I don't know, you guys. This week has been one of those weeks with some saucy stuff. Number four, we do have another warning. PG-13, earmuffs for the kids. Here's the story. Crocodiles doing it has made headlines. This is such a wild story. They think that helicopters flying low to try to get photos of crocodiles may have accidentally set off a crocodile love fest. This happened in central Queensland. Have I said it right yet? No? Well, I'm just going to... This happened in Australia. How about that? I'm sorry to our friends in Australia. I keep mispronouncing places where you are. The experts think it has something to do with the type of noise that helicopters make, or perhaps a combination of noise and vibration. The noise really does it for crocodiles, apparently. And that's kind of the whole story. The article has a lot more detail about the mating habits of crocodiles, but that's kind of the gist. Helicopters are a crocodile aphrodisiac is the takeaway on this one. Who knew?
Three.
At number three this week, guy who worked at museum decides to act out some kind of heist movie plot and buys Rolls Royce. A 30-year-old man who worked at a museum in Germany switched out a painting for a fake version and sold the real one at auction for around $74,000. I'm not going to pronounce the artist right. I've practiced, but it's not going to happen. Franz von Stuck. The Tale of the Frog Prince is the name of the painting. I think I got that part right. Here's what happened to the fellow involved. 21-month suspended sentence, has to pay back the museum. The article mentions the fellow has a lot of remorse. By the way, other paintings were stolen too. The money was used to pay off debts, to live a life of luxury, which included driving around in a Rolls Royce. If you want to see the painting, if you want more details, shownotes.page. Maybe take notes and do your own heist. Wait, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome back to the countdown. This is What a Weird Week, the top 10 countdown of weird news.
Two.
Number two, Chucky doll placed in handcuffs, arrested for robbery? If you go by those terrifying movies, Chucky is evil and can't be trusted. There was a series of attempted robberies in Mexico, and authorities traced the crime back to a couple of suspects. One was a Chucky doll, and the other was the owner of the Chucky doll. Witness reports seem to indicate that the human suspect got arrested after making Chucky hold a knife to scare people into handing over their money. Suspect is believed to have been high at the time. By the way, media reports say that the police officer who put Chucky in cuffs got in trouble for not taking their job seriously. Chucky had a mugshot taken, also photos in the show notes. I, for one, am glad they took no chances around this perhaps haunted doll. Haven't you seen the movies, guys? Chucky can come to life at any time. Take no chances. Honorable mention. Before number one, we have this honorable mention about a guy named Steve in Missouri who jumped into a giant, like a 1,200-pound hollowed-out pumpkin. You grab your paddle, you jump in the pumpkin, you start paddling down the Missouri River. Almost 11 hours later, 38 miles later, Steve has a world record for paddling in a pumpkin. Pumpkin paddling. Why didn't they call it pumpkin paddling? Come on, Guinness Book. I'm giving these away for free to you. Steve was reportedly cold, tired, and pleased with the result. Congratulations, Steve.
We're counting down the weird news of the week. This is What a Weird Week. One.
All right, here it is, the big kahuna, the number one story this week. Big pumpkin makes news ahead of Halloween. We just had that pumpkin story about Steve, who jumped in a pumpkin that was around 1,200 pounds. How big is the biggest pumpkin in the world, you guys? We have a new record. 2,749 pounds. That's more than two of Steve's pumpkins, paddling pumpkins. A farmer from Minnesota and his enormous pumpkin won the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in California. Congratulations to farmer Travis and the pumpkin he named Michael Jordan. Travis is also a horticulture teacher at a college in Minnesota. By the way, farmer Travis says it cost about $15,000 to raise up Michael Jordan the pumpkin, but he won $30,000 in prize money. Farmer Travis has grown prize-winning pumpkins before. Last year's pumpkin got into the Guinness World Records book as the world's largest jack-o'-lantern. Ever wonder how competitors get their giant pumpkins to the weigh-off in California? I mean, this one made the trip from Minnesota all the way to California. Travis and his driving team of his dad and his father-in-law drove 35 hours to California inside the pumpkin, you guys. No, I'm just kidding. They used a pickup truck. And that is the What a Weird Week show for this week. Show notes and more at shownotes.page. Click shownotes.page. A big thank you to you friends on the stream. Every weekend, we're one of the things you can hear on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio or see the link on our show notes page. We'll see you next Friday for another countdown of weird news on What a Weird Week.